It's Peter Trenum, and it's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. And I invite you to sit back with that cup of tea or coffee and enjoy a program of great gospel music.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of blackland dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Johnny Cash with his 1968 hit, Daddy Sang Bass. And Daddy Sang Bass was written by Carl Perkins, and it was number one for 6 weeks. It was also on the country music charts for a total of 19 weeks. And that number was for Burt McQuaid, and I've got a second Johnny Cash song a little bit later on. And friends, welcome to the Gospel Trail. Harry Haynes from Mount Watley, New Brunswick, is next with his version of In the Garden. And after Harry Haynes, it's Canadian-born George Beverly Shea. George was often referred to as America's beloved gospel singer, and that was because of his association with the Billy Graham Crusades. George Beverly Shea died on April the 16th, 2013, at age 104. Here's Harry Haynes with In the Garden.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the rose. And the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am joy we share as we tarry there. None other has ever known. He speaks in the sound of his voice is so sweet. The birches, they're singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing, and he walks with me, and he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
How a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunge me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me.
George Beverly Shea with Victory in Jesus, and In the Garden with Harry Haynes. Eugene Monroe Bartlett Sr. died in 1941, and he wrote over 800 hymns, and the very last one he wrote was Victory in Jesus in 1939, and he died at age 56. The Rambos are next, with one titled The Sandals. The Singing Rambos were one of the most successful gospel trios of the 20th century. Original members were Dottie Rambo, her husband Buck, and their daughter Reba. Dottie was killed in May of 2008 when her tour bus crashed on Interstate 44 just outside of Mount Vernon, Missouri. So we have the Rambos with a number titled The Sandals, then it's Merle Haggard with The Shores of Jordan.
This is a story that could have happened, about a soldier that gambled and won the sandals of Christ. They were dusty and worn from the rocks on the mountain. They were sandy from walking the shores of the sea. But the blood on the sandals better told the story of his journey to Calvary. On the hill of the skull, a crowd had gathered. Some came to laugh and others to cry. There were three wooden crosses standing in the distance, laced against the deep purple sky. We gambled for the garments of the third man on the tree, and I smiled in satisfaction when his sandals fell to me. The mountain was rocky and the stones burned with heat, so I stopped to rest and placed his shoes on my feet. Then a new world unfolded, my feet seemed to soar. I traveled new paths I'd never known before. I found myself walking by the shores of the sea, and hundreds of children were following me into the homes of the sick and the weak, finding compassion for the beggar on the street. My friends became few, and I soon walked alone. The sky for a blanket, my pillow a stone. I lost count of the days, weeks without number. Then my appetite left, and my eyes ceased to slumber. But soon I would face my darkest destiny in the Garden of Gethsemane, neath the old olive tree. There were sounds in the distance as I knelt to pray, the footsteps of soldiers coming to take me away. The king heard my story and he marked me insane, cast me in prison and bound me with chains, beaten and stripped of the garments I bore, save for the most priceless possession, the sandals I wore. All hail the Christian, they mocked and they cried. You were weak enough to follow him, now are you man enough to die? Denounce him, deny him, we'll let you go free. But the love chains that bound me were freedom to me. Now they fed me my last supper, and they've come to take me away. And they ask me if I have any last words to say. So I'll reach down and kiss the sandals I wore, and breathe the man's name who'd worn them before. Jesus, Jesus, I whispered as they granted my last plea. Take my life, I give it, but please bury his sandals with me.
I looked up into heaven, thought I'd solve life's mystery. I observed the constellations for a clue to my destiny. But the rhyme of life confounds me. Things will be as they will be. So I'll just dance the shores of Jordan till the angels carry me. Gonna let my feet go dancing to my very favorite song. 'Cause I know a time for leaving's bound to come before too long. There ain't no way me knowing how tomorrow's gonna be. So I'll just dance the shores of Jordan till the angels carry me. I traveled to a prison, saw my share of shattered dreams. Were the tables slightly tilted, I could be bound, they could be free. But I believe no tear goes wasted, so I fell there on my knees. Vowed I'd dance the shores of Jordan till the angels carry me. I'm gonna let my feet go dancing to my very favorite song. 'Cause I know a time for leaving's bound to come for too long. Now there ain't no way me knowing how tomorrow's gonna be. So I'll just dance the shores of Jordan till the angels carry me. I saw a weary traveler headed down a dusty road. I said, friend, may I help you? Seems you haul a heavy load. And he said, though my burden's heavy, in my heart I'm traveling light. So I can cross old River Jordan when I'm called to the other side. I'm gonna let my feet go dancing to my very favorite song. 'Cause I know time for leaving's bound to come before too long. Ain't no way me knowing how tomorrow's gonna be. Well, I'll just dance the shores of Jordan till the angels carry me. I'll just dance the shores of Jordan till the angels carry me. Carry me.
Shores of Jordan with the great Merle Haggard. Shores of Jordan was written by Iris DeMint, and you heard the Rambos with the Sandals. In 2010, Barry Patrickin from Oxford released a really good CD titled The Way Things Go. Barry wrote, "Read all about St. Paul." Then it's Brian Chalker from Somerset, England, with a really good version of Jimmy Brown the Newsboy.
From a cold, dark cell room edged on dirty plastered walls are the names of several inmates marked with a little cross. I'm just 41 at the end of the line. Death by lethal injection, the sentence for my crime. Well, I'm scared, all alone, lost and bound for hell. So I called on the chaplain and asked for a little help. And he said, "Open up your Bible, Randy, read about St. Paul. He did all that you've done, and Christ forgave it all." What he's done for him, he will surely do for you. You'll find a friend in Jesus. What he's done for Paul, he will do for you. Lights from a dim lit hallway light the bookshelf on my wall. There's a dusty old black Bible, my name, I hear it call. Opened up that book, set it right back down, thinking God he don't want me. It's too late to turn around. Well, I'm scared, all alone, lost and bound for hell. So I called on the chaplain to ask for a little more help. He said, open up your Bible, Randy, read about St. Paul. He did all that you've done, and Christ forgave it all. What he's done for him, he will surely do for you. You'll find a friend in Jesus. What he's done for Paul, he will do for you. My time's drawing near, I'm drowning in fear. That holy book, never guess what I found. Flipping through those pages, what I found to my surprise were hookers, thieves, and killers who found grace in God's eyes. Walked that last mile with both hands and feet bound, but there was freedom in my soul when they strapped my body down. I'm not scared, not alone, not lost or bound for hell. So I looked up at the chaplain and thanked him for his help. And I said, opened up that Bible, chaplain, read about St. Paul. He did all that I have done, and Christ forgave it all. What he's done for him, he has surely done for me. I've found a friend in Jesus. Yes, I've found a friend in Jesus.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Let me know what you'd like to hear. Email request.cfta@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. Special thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. And the George Longard Country Music Hour follows the Gospel Trail. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties, right here, folks, at www.cftafm.com or CFTA 107.9.
I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown. Everybody knows that I am the newsboy of the town. You can hear me yelling, Morning Star, running along the street. I got no hat upon my head, no shoes upon my feet. Never mind, sir, how I look, don't look at me and frown. I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown. I'm awful cold and hungry, sir, my clothes are mighty thin. I wander about from place to place, my daily bread to win. Father died a drunkard, sir, I've heard my mother say. I am helping mother, sir, as I journey on my way. My mother always tells me, sir, I've nothing in the world to lose. I'll get a place in heaven, sir, to sell the gospel news. Sell the morning paper, sir, and my name is Jimmy Brown. Everybody knows that I'm the newsboy of the town. You can hear me yelling, Morning Star, running along the street. Got no hat upon my head, no shoes upon my feet.
Brian Chalker from England with Jimmy Brown the Newsboy. And that's from Brian's CD titled Legacy, a collection of folk and country ballads. Prior to Brian Chalker, you heard Barry Patrickin from Oxford, Nova Scotia, with one he wrote, Read About St. Paul. Barry was the original host of The Songwriter's Heart here on CFTA 107.9. Barry Patrickin, a fine gentleman and a multi-talented musician. Friends, there's a new CD on the market called Jim Reeves' The New Gospel Recordings. As you know, Jim recorded in stereo, and in today's digital age, it was easy for them to remove the music and remaster his voice for greater clarity. They've included false starts, so you get a feel what it would be like at a Jim Reeves recording session. Something new they've added is a selection of gospel poems he read on his daily network radio shows back in 1957-58. Several songs have an acoustic background. Jim would have been 100 years old a couple weeks ago on August the 20th. So here's Jim with one of those gospel poems called Unsung Song. This is new. Then it's I'll Fly Away with new acoustic background music. And let's see what you think of this.
The sounds of a hymn on Sunday, sung by voices loud and strong, may lack the truest harmony and still make a very beautiful song. It's faith that makes men joyful and faith that tears down wrongs. It's faith that makes men happy and builds the words of songs. So let's sing the songs in our hearts and sing them all day long. We'll not leave a blessing uncounted, nor bury an unsung song.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. you by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have flown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, yes, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll
a Jim Reeves recording of I'll Fly Away with new background music and a gospel poem read by Jim that we've not heard before. And I'm unsure what I think of the new background music. It certainly presents a different flavor for the Jim Reeves sound. The name Billboard first appeared as far back as 1894 with the invention of radio and then phonograph records. Billboard then started tabulating the weekly popularity of the songs in the United States and elsewhere in the world. The first Billboard Hit Parade magazine came out in 1936, and they didn't track country music until May of 1948. Evangelist Ed Seeley from Wakefield, New Brunswick is next. Ed Seeley is a great songwriter, and he's recorded many inspirational CDs over the years. Your Name Is Not Here comes from Ed's CD, Thy Kingdom Come. After Ed Seeley, it's the great Johnny Cash with Troublesome Waters.
This is a song about the lake of fire.
I sink in this lake and I can't find the bottom. I'm searching for keys, but no one here's got them. My mind is wandering, where do I go from here? This darkness so black, my eyes are not seeing. This heat, it envelops and torments my being. The last words that I heard was, your name is not here. Your name is not here, it never was written. You've turned from the one on the cross who was smitten. And I've searched the books and I've found the verdict is clear. Your name is not here. Somewhere beyond time there is a throne and a book where God keeps the names of his own. Written in blood, the time will not fade or smear. If Christ has never meant that much to you, you'll hear his words, I never knew you. Depart from me, he cursed, your name is not here. Your name is not here, it never was written. You've turned from the one on the cross who was smitten. And I've searched the books
and I found the verdict is clear. Your name is not here. Passion and pleasure, with no thought that your days and moments were measured. The man with the quill has written it down, bathed in tears. Every word, every deed, every thought was recorded. Every moment I spurned what grace had afforded. And now depart from me, your name is not here. Your name is not here. It never was written. You turned from the one on the cross who was smitten. And I've searched the books and I've found the verdict is clear. Your name is not here. It never was written. You've turned from the one on the cross who was smitten. And I've searched the books, and I've found the verdict is clear. Your name is not here. Your name is not here.
Your name is not here.
Your name is not here.
Your name is not here.
Your name is not here.
Your name is not here.
I've searched the books, and I've found. Your name is not here.
Friends, a big thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day. And a special thanks goes out to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Archived Gospel Trail shows are available. Go to the CFTA home website page, look for archives, click on it, and you're there. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at CFTAFM.com, and we are the station that put the word radio back into radio. CFTA 107.9.
Troublesome waters, much blacker than night, are hiding from view the harbor's bright light. Tossed in the turmoil of life's stormy sea, I cry to my Savior, have mercy on me. Then gently I'm feeling the touch of His hand, guiding my boat and safely to land. Leading the way to heaven's bright shore, troublesome waters I'm fearing no more. Troublesome waters around me do roll, they're rocking my boat and wrecking my soul. Loved ones are drifting and living in sin, the treacherous whirlpools are pulling them in. Then gently I'm feeling the touch of His hand, guiding my boat in safely to land. Leading the way to heaven's bright shore, troublesome water, I'm fearing no more. When troublesome waters are rolling so high, I'll lift up my voice and to heaven I'll cry. My Lord, I am trusting, give guidance to me and steady my boat on life's troubled sea. Then gently I'm feeling the touch of His hand, guiding my boat in safely to land, leading the way to heaven's bright shore. Troublesome waters, I'm fearing no more. Troublesome waters, I'm fearing no more.
Johnny Cash with Troublesome Waters and Ed Seeley with Your Name Is Not Here. And I put together some numbers here for you. Johnny Cash died at 71. He put 128 songs on Billboard's charts, and he placed 52 in the top 10, and he had 14 number one songs. At age 83, Willie put 123 songs on the charts, and he placed 42 in the top 10, and he had 25 number one hits. Waylon Jennings died at age 64, and he charted 87 songs, and he put 52 in the top 10, and Waylon had 16 number ones. George Jones died at age 81. He placed 142 songs on the charts, and 77 were in the top 10, and George had 13 number one songs. Now here's the numbers for Merle Haggard. You all know that Merle passed on April the 6th, the day of his birthday, at age 79. Merle placed 90 songs on the charts, and he had 70 in the top 10, and he placed 38 at number 1. According to Billboard, George Jones had 13 number 1 songs, Johnny Cash 14, Willie Nelson 25, and Merle Haggard the most at 38. And I understand that the Merle Haggard estate have 300, maybe 400 songs that are yet unreleased. Haggard fans will surely love that. And I hope I didn't confuse you with all those numbers. And friends, throughout the day, CFTA 107.9 often play a radio spot or a promotion for the Gospel Trail. Leonard recognized the music behind me talking, and he wanted to know the origin and who was playing the music. I'm going to play that clip for you right now, then I'll tell you about the music. Listen close to see if you can identify the background music. Hi friends, please join me, Peter Trenum, Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 6 for the Gospel Trail. You'll hear a mix of gospel music with a country bass, and I've got your favorites from yesteryear along with new songs from today, and I hope you take the time to tune us in. Once again, friends, it's the Gospel Trail, Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 6 on Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9. Yours truly with a promotion for the Gospel Trail that you hear throughout the day over CFTA 107.9. And I think you all know that the background music I played was the great Carter Family classic, You Are My Flower. I can't pick like Mother Maybelle, but that was me playing You Are My Flower. The original version of You Are My Flower was recorded by the Carter Family in 1935. Flatt & Scruggs released their version in 1961. I recorded You Are My Flower on a CD titled Memories. So next, it's my version of You Are My Flower, and I took the instrumental section out of the song and put it behind my voice for the Gospel Trail promotion. There's two complete guitar solos in the song. One was done with a 1977 Sunburst J45 Gibson Deluxe, the other with a 1974 Martin D28. And my challenge to you is to see if you can tell which solo is the Martin and which one is the Gibson.
You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain so high. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. When summer time is gone and snow begins to fall, you can sing this song and say to one and all, you are my flower that's blooming in the mountain so high. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. Life will be worthwhile. Forgive the tears and don't forget to smile. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain so high. You are my flower that's blooming there for me.
My version of You Are My Flower, and I used the Martin D28 for the first guitar solo and the Gibson J45 for the second guitar solo. September the 17th will be Hank Williams's 100th birthday, and that's only 2 weeks away. And it's my intention to put together an all Hank Williams show for Sunday, September the 17th. Celebrations are happening in the city of Montgomery, Alabama, during that weekend. Several stars will be in concert performing in the same theaters where Hank performed. A couple of those artists are Gene Watson and Rhonda Vincent. And friends, here's Hank with a song that comes from the Mother's Best Flower catalog of radio performances. This one's from the fall of 1951, I Am Bound for the Promised Land.
All the boys gathering around, we're going to go back and get one of the first ones I ever learned. I think Louie might even join in with us on this.
I'm going to sing with this.
You going to sing on this? And you and Burrhead fight over who's going to sing bass here. Right. We're going to join up here on I'm Bound for the Promised Land.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. I am bound. the promised land. O'er all those wide extended plains shine on eternal day. There God the sun forever reigns and scatters night away. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. No chilling winds nor poisonous breath can reach that helpful shore. Sickness and sorrow, pain and death are felt and feared no more. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. When shall I reach that happy place and be forever blessed? When shall I see my Father's face and in His bosom rest? I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land.
Friends, the great George Jones is taking us home today, and I'm not done with the Billboard numbers yet. Worldwide, George Jones is number 6. He charted more songs than Cash, Jennings, Nelson, or Haggard, 142 songs. George had 77 top 10 songs, Haggard had 70. But here's where George fell short. George had 13 number 1 songs, Cash 14, Jennings 16, Nelson 25, and Haggard 38. And what difference does it all make? None, as far as I'm concerned. In my book, they're all number 1, and I'll bet many of you feel the same. And I still think that George Jones had the greatest singing voice of all the country music stars. Just my opinion. Friends, I hope you enjoyed the Gospel Trail today. Friends, until next time, here's the great George Jones to close the Gospel Trail today with a song he learned from a Hank Williams recording, Where the Soul of Man Never Dies.
To Canaan's land I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies. No sad farewell, no tears.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you haven't heard in some time. I'm Peter Trenum, and it looks like that old clock has caught us, so if the good Lord's willing, we'll be with you before long. Friends, look after yourselves, stay safe, God bless you all, and until next time.